You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. I read, I beseech you, brethren, therefore, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. If you look at this passage, you will notice that verse 2 is an addition to verse 1. As wonderful as it is to present your body a living sacrifice, to hand yourself over to God, to say, God, do with me whatever pleases you. Do with my body whatever pleases you. All I want is my body to be used for your glory. All I want is my body to be used for your purpose. I no longer have any other thing again other than you. As wonderful as that is, the scripture is saying, because we want to focus on that verse 2, that there is something else you must add to handing yourself over to God. So many persons have cried to God. They'll say, Lord, take over. Lord, I release myself. Father, today I hand over myself to you. Do with my life what pleases you. And when they pray such prayer, they mean it. They pray it sincerely. But at the end of the day, their life does not reflect that. So what happened? Is it that their living sacrifice is not acceptable unto God? No. It is because they have refused to renew their mind and they are conforming to the world. You see, the world system is designed to conform you by default. It is designed to conform you. I was speaking to somebody that, why are you wearing this kind of dress as a child of God? And this person said, you know, in the United Kingdom, these are the kind of clothes we get to buy. They are always very short. They are always very skimpy. I said, that is not true. You are the one that does not understand that the world system is designed to conform you. You are to make a deliberate choice not to conform. And therefore, you are going to look rebellious. You know, because many Christians are conformed to the world. When they meet a Christian who refuses to conform to the world, they say, oh, this is a fanatic. He has taken it too much. This one, his own trouble is too much. No, that's exactly what God expects. Can you imagine? The whole world is heading in a direction and you are saying, no, I'm not going in that direction. Everybody will speak against you. But that is exactly what God has called the Christians to be. He says, and be not conformed to this world. It is your responsibility not to be conformed. The world will do everything to conform you. They've set everything for you. They've set agenda. They want you to follow a particular path in life. They told you if you have a degree, if you have PhD, if you have all of this, that is when you are successful. That is where something matters. If you wear an academic gown and you are taking picture in it, you are a successful person. Who told you that is success? Can you imagine? Human beings sat down and designed something, and then you take it to be success. And if you can't meet it, you will now say to yourself, I am not successful. By parameters that are set by human beings. There's no human being who can determine how successful you are. Only God can determine who is successful and who is not. Success is you living your life to please God. As long as your life is pleasing unto God, you are very successful in life. So it is a deliberate choice not to be conformed to this world. People are going to call you rebel. They are going to say that you are very rebellious. You are this, you are that. But that is good news. That is a badge of honor for you, if that is the way they are describing you. He said, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And it is only then you can know the will of God. When your mind is truly renewed by the word of God through Jesus Christ, I pray you will receive understanding in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening. For inquiries, please reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.